Dars are coming off the end of special stage 6, which is the last run of the day, bringing an end to day 1 of the 2019 Jewel Donegal International Rally, and a very interesting day of rallying it has been as well. We can tell you that Declan Boyle and Brian Boyle are leading at the end of day 1 in their Ford Fiesta WRC. The winners from 2014 were fastest in Dooish, 5 minutes 44 seconds dead for the Letchermack Award Partnership as they move to the head of the field, but there's nothing in it. Craig Breen, 5 minutes 45.9 for Neagle, and Breen, who are of course the championship leaders, but up into the WRC car for this weekend. And Sam Moffat was just a half a second off the pace, 5 minutes 44.5 was the time for Sam Moffat. So with those three times, there's been a bit of a change at the top. Declan and Brian Boyle now go 0.9 seconds ahead of Breen and Neagle, with Sam Moffat a further 1.6 back. And that means, unofficially, as we go to day 2, there's just 2.5 seconds between the top 3, which is fascinating rallying. Outside of that, Gary Jennings didn't stop with us at the end of the stage. The reason why, the back side of the car, on the driver's side, the back right, he suffered a puncture. But looking at the times, it seems that Gary hasn't lost too much. 6 minutes, 3.9 was the time for Gary, so he lost about 18 seconds or so. 19 seconds, was it, to Declan Boyle in there. But despite that, he stays in a fifth position. Callum Devine's going to be the first of the R5 cars in the road tomorrow. Himself and Brian Hoy have had a super run here on the opening day. Leading, of course, in the opening two stages, they're going to be fourth overall, and they're 10.6 seconds adrift of Sam Moffat in third. So Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy are fifth. They're a further 11.1 behind Devine and 24 seconds adrift of the leader, Boyd. Outside of that, in the top 10, Josh Moffat is sixth overall, over half a minute down on Jennings. Manus Kelly and Donald Baird, seventh overall, 12.3 seconds adrift there. And the top 8 has been wrapped up by Cal McCourt and Barry McNulty. Just looking at some of those times off the R5s, Devine, 5 minutes 50.1, Josh Moffat, 5 minutes 54 dead, and Manus Kelly, 5 minutes 54.2. Manus told me at the end of the stage that he feels now that he's getting quicker. He's more confident on the Donegal roads with the Hyundai i20. And of course, where's the rally going tomorrow? It's going to his own back door, out in Garton, and then they go to Glen. So expect a big push to come for Manus Kelly in the R5 category first thing tomorrow morning. Some of the other times, Alistair Fisher, 5 minutes 52.7. He was second fastest of the R5s, but he, of course, lost a lot of time with a puncture earlier in the day. And he has now dropped down the leaderboard and could possibly be outside the top 10 at the moment. He's sitting in 11th position. Joe McGonigal's car has been misfiring. 6 minutes 18 for Joe. He's not happy with the car, but he hopes to get that issue sorted out in service now ahead of tomorrow. Likes of Seamus Leonard, just outside the top 10. 10th overall, actually. He's enjoying his run. It's 6 years since he stepped into a WRC left-hand drive car. It's 3 years since he's been in a car, but he's quite content with how things are going as he sits in 10th position overall at the moment. Time now to dip in to the national side of the rally, and unfortunately, Gary McPhillip's day seems to be done. They have had enough on special stage 6. Gary, along with his navigator, were told they're out of the car, and both are okay. But they were battling at the head of the field, just 4.1 seconds adrift, getting into the last stage. But Gary McPhillip has ditched the escort in stage 6, and his rally is over. Ryan Loughran, 6 minutes 4.5 was the time for Ryan Loughran, and Donegal's Gareth Doherty on board there. They weren't the fastest in the national category on that stage. Quickest time going to Ian Barrett and Paul McGee, 6 minutes dead. Damien Tourish, 6 minutes 4.1. Just some of the other selected times. Kevin Eves, 6 minutes 4.1. And Kevin Gallagher and Jared Callan, 6 minutes 9.9. But there's still a lot of the other national crews to come off special stage 6 as they head to service. But overall, Loughran is leading now by 1.2 seconds in the national, going into the end of the day, ahead of the defending champion, Ian Barrett, and Damien Tourish is third, a further 5.7 adrift, a just shy of 7 seconds behind Loughran. But the big news is, at the end of the last one, we have lost Gary McPhillip. Some of the stories some of the big stories, there's a lot of stories, believe you me, today, because it has been a challenging day's rallying. Donna Kelly, of course, at the start of the day, did not start special stage one due to what we understand was a broken prop shaft in the Ford Focus WRC. He didn't get off the start line. A hugely disappointing day for Donna and Connor Foley. Ken Block was flying in the opening stage, seventh overall in the national, but in the third stage, he beached his Escort Cosworth, and as you heard Chris Ashmore before five speaking to his manager, they just couldn't get the car out. But Block fans will be delighted to know that he will be heading out on day two tomorrow under Rally 2 rules, and they'll be looking forward to seeing him on Garton and, of course, on Glen in the early stages tomorrow morning. So as we go back to the studio, Declan and Brian Boyle lead this rally by 0.9 seconds from Craig Breen and Paul Nagel. Sam Moffat and James Fulton are in third position. WRC 1, 2 and 3 separated by just 2.5 seconds.